A very good afternoon, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kira Naritasiet, and today is Sunday the 14th of October, and it's now time to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest!
We are the
Humans,
and we are from Romania.
Hello, this is Dean from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Charmed for Norway in 2000's Eurovision Song Contest with My Heart Goes Boom. What a fun way to start the show, don't you think? Here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Ah, it's great to have you there. Thank you for listening and thank you for choosing Forest FM. Oh, yes. And the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, that was a corker. I really enjoyed it because at that time, it certainly was the biggest Eurovision Song Contest of its time. And it was quite a spectacle, even though the UK didn't do particularly well. We had Nicky French with Don't Play That Song Again. So I suppose it's... within the title, at least, it speaks for itself. But Nikki is such an awesome woman. But Norway indeed came 11th with 57 points. So it's certainly not a slap in the face. Quite a respectable placing for Norway. Yes. So we're here to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest right here on the Eurovision Showcase each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. on this very radio station. Now, if you would like a request or a dedication, then please do get in contact. It'd be lovely to hear from you. You can send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. You can send us a Facebook message via our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us, and our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, Robert Wallström and his partner Frederick have sent me a message and a request for this week. Now, they are on holiday in Rhodes in Greece, the lucky people, very much. And they're going to be listening to the show as they're going to be driving back home from Malmö to Göteborg, Gothenburg. Is what they say in Swedish. So we're going to play a request for the pair of them. So first up, we are going to hear Frederick's request. And this song represented Cyprus in 1989 in Lausanne, Switzerland. And the song was called Piapsoas Thrume, which is from Fanny and Yanis. And the song, translated into English, means let's meet tonight. So I wish Frederick and Robert the very best and a safe drive back home. And here is Cyprus 1989. Frederick's request. Thank you very much, boys. At least Frederick and Robert will play your request very soon. But here is Cyprus 1989.
Μακριά ας πετάξουμε και έλα να κάνουμε τη νύχτα απόψε γιορτινή. Απόψε ας βρεθούμε σε κόσμους ξένους μακρινούς.
Μαζί ας τη χαρούμε
Sofia Bengtsson with Alla from Melody Festival and the Swedish National Vinyl in 2009. Well, I'll tell you what, I thought it was incredibly random to find a Greek language song in a Swedish Eurovision National Final, but I'll tell you what, it won the international jury vote at the contest, gaining a spot in the final, where it ended up placing 10th out of 11. The song was released in Sweden as well as also in Greece, of course. And basically, it was a big hit in both countries. Well, relatively, if you could say 24th in its peak in Sweden. But I couldn't tell you what the charting was in Greece. Sadly, my apologies. But there we are. A great song. A great song indeed. So, we've got lots of requests this week. We got from Frederick, we got Robert, we have Alan, and we have Dan. Now, Alan and Dan have both been on holiday too. They've been in sunny Spain, the lucky boys. And I think they're still there, actually. So I hope you are having a wonderful time, lads. Now, the lovely Dan has requested a song from Charlotte Pirelli. And he's basically asked me, play any song of hers. So I thought to myself, well, why not play her winner of the Eurovision in 1999? I adore this song and I hope you do too. Here is Sweden's Eurovision winner in 1999. Here is Charlotte Pirelli, but then Nilsson. Here is Take Me to Your Heaven.
We will meet before the night is over. Ik wou dat je hart een kast was met een deurtje en dat ik kon kijken in het interieurtje. Dan moest je oprecht zijn, goed of slecht, maar echt zijn. En dan zei je al gauw, als ik vroeg, ben je trouw. Een beetje, verliefd is iedereen, wel is dat weet je. Je wilt verstandig zijn, maar dat vergeet je. Zodra je naar wat amor fluistert, luistert, dan weet je. Dat wordt weer net zoiets als Faust en Greetje. Met rendezvous'tjes in een klein cafeetje. En slenteren in de maneschijn. Met rozengeur. En kussen bij het afscheid aan de deur. De nacht is blauw. Je fluistert mond aan mond, ik zweer je eeuwig trouw. Een beetje. Verliefd was je wel meer, meneer, dat weet je. Je hart kwam wel eens meer op een ideetje. Dat speet je maar, ach weet je, soms vergeet je wel een beetje gauw je eetje van trouw. Maar toch ben ik blij dat mijn hart ook geen deur heeft. Want je weet nooit wat daar in het interieur leeft. Wel wil ik beloven, als we ons verloven. En je vraagt, ben je trouw? Zeg ik nooit tegen jou. Met rozengeur en kussen bij het afscheid aan de deur. De nacht is blauw. Je fluistert mond aan mond, ik zweer je eeuwig trouw. Een beetje. Verliefd was je wel meer, meneer, dat weet je. Je hart kwam wel eens meer op een ideetje. Dat speet je maar, ach weet je, soms vergeet je wel een beetje gauw je eetje.
How sweet is that? The Netherlands Eurovision winner in 1959, Teddy Sholtan, with Ibeetje, which means a little bit. There we go. The Netherlands 1959 Eurovision winner with 21 points. Closely followed by the United Kingdom's Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson coming second with 16 points with the song Sing Little Birdie. Oh, how wonderful. Now, it is time for this. It is Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's a part of the Eurovision Showcase where Rob, my husband, gets the two hats out. Right, and we have one hat full of little bits of paper with years on from 1956, the very start of the Eurovision Song Contest, until the present day, 2018. And then we have another hat, which have also little bits of paper, and it's got every country that's participated in the Eurovision Song Contest. So, I have Rob's picked out two hats, has got his hand in one hat first, and we're going to pick a country first, okay? So, this is going to be, right, okay, it's France. Okay, we're going to play a French entry in the Eurovision Song Contest, and a little piece of paper for this one. Oh, we can't do that, that's 1982. They weren't in the 1982 contest randomly. Yeah, there we go. So we're going to pick another one. Pick another one, Rob. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, good lad. Right, okay. And it's, 2006. Oh, this is a very awkward one. The French entry in the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest was from Virginie Pouchon, and the song was called Ailier de Temps. Yes, Ailier de Temps, which means it was time. Now, the French entry for the Eurovision Song Contest 2006 was selected in a national final consisting of a talent search performers. And it was held on the 14th of March, and the public and a panel of experts were combined to select the winner. Before that, there were seven regional auditions, including some of France's overseas territories. And now, Vivien Pouchon was selected to represent France in the Eurovision Song Contest 2006 with the song Vous c'est nous, which means You Are Us. But the song was later changed to Il y a des temps, It Was Time, as Vivien complained to the songwriter that it did not suit her style. And the song was composed, again, by Cornelia Nagenu and Virginie Pouchon. Now, Virginie Pouchon is a 26-year-old hairdresser at the time who decided to take part in a musical show called Pascal Sevrin. And Virginie won that competition along with three other participants as she entered Et c'est Etelez-vous. Now, the French broadcaster national final for Eurovision was intended to have new talents emerge. Out of 21 participants, she was chosen to move on to the next round, etc., after she interpreted the French hit of Céline Dion, Pourquoi tu l'aimes mon cœur. And she won the final and gaining the jury and televote's support to gain selection for Athens. Yes. Now, France only came 22nd in 2006 with only 5 points. Three of those points came from Monaco and 2 points came from Armenia. So, sadly, France came 22nd. They came third last in the grand final of the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest underneath Israel and Malta, respectively. So now, let's hear the French entry in 2006, which I've never played here on the Eurovision Song Showcase, because I don't think it's that good, obviously. But I'll let you be the judge of that. Here is Virginie Pouchon with Il y a du temps. France 2006, Rob's Random Request.
Je serai heureuse de dire aux enfants
skloní, na hore hroní. Chce sa mi spievať, zomrieť aj žiť. Keď sa slnko skloní, na hore hroní. Túžim sa k nebu priblížiť. Na tráve ležím a snívam, o čom sama neviem. V tom vánku, čo ma kolíše, keď je slnko najnižšie. Najkrajšie stromy sú na hore hroní, to tiché bratstvo vraví poď. Sem sa vždy vrátim, keď ma niečo zroní, pravia tie stromy spieť sa zhoď. Na tráve ležím a snívam, o čom sama
awesome. Every time I hear that song, I get, again, just a little bit sad at the fact that Slovakia are no longer in the Eurovision Song Contest. It breaks my heart that that song came second last in the first semi-final of Eurovision 2010. Only coming 16th with 24 points, criminally underrated, that is Christina with Hieroni, which is meaning the Herní tourism region in Slovakia. Yes, it's a beautiful country. And I'll tell you what, Bratislava is an incredible city. I absolutely love Bratislava. It's a stunning city, dirt cheap and stunning scenery, friendly people, and the old town is stunning. You must go. Must go. And if you go to Vienna, you can get you fly into Vienna, you can get a return ticket on the train really cheap as well. And they have got double-decker trains on there. And it only takes about an hour. It's wonderful. So close to Vienna as well. So certainly worth checking out. And Slovakia, please come back to Eurovision. We miss you terribly. Or at least I do. Now, we have a request for Robert Wallström and Alan Cobbett coming up very soon, as well as Rob's... Well, we've always had Rob's round request. Live and kicking. So, next up is this. It's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today here on Forest FM 92.3 and on Sunday the 14th of October 2018. Now, last Tuesday on the Welsh Language Channel, S4C, Manu was selected to represent Wales at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Minsk, Belarus. She's going to sing the song Hiya Berta, but the song is going to undergo a revamp, S4C have confirmed on social media. So, that is a good sign, I think. And the Junior Eurovision Song Contest is coming up on November the 25th. Madame Monsieur, who represented France at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal, will be commentating for the French broadcast of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. France are still yet to announce their participant for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Netta, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for Israel in this year's contest in 2018, has announced an autumn tour which will see her taking 5 countries and 6 cities this November. She's going to Vienna, Zurich, Berlin, Paris, Cologne, and in London, where she'll be in the iconic gay venue Heaven. Nikki French, who represented the United Kingdom in 2000 with the song Don't Play That Song Again, will be having a brand new album, and it will be released shortly with the title called Glitter to the Neon Lights. She will be performing in the Two Brewers in the Clapham, London. Advance sales tickets are £8, and if you'd like to find out more information, head over to energizerecords.com or search for Nikki French's Facebook page. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am your host, Kieran Aritasius, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews, and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Oh, I thought you might like that. That's Séléphine Zoubidi and Michel singing La Biella e la Bestia, which means Beauty and the Beast. And Séléphine Zoubidi is a really well-known Spanish singer, as well as Michel. And Séléphine Zoubidi represented Spain twice at the Eurovision Song Contest in 1992 and also in 2000. I love that version of Beauty and the Beast, and I really wanted to share it with you. So, we have two more requests to play. So, our next one comes from Alan Cobbett. Alan, lovely to hear from you, young man. Thank you very much for your request. And we are now going to play a song from Melodifestivalen 2015 from this very gentleman. Oh, I can't wait to play it.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Smaken av kyssar som dröjer kvar, dröjer kvar. Luften vibrerar av du och jag här. Vi var här. Allt var en lek, men sen blev det svårt. Började tveka, men föll sen hårt ner. Som en spegelbild fanns du tätt intill. Det finns ingen annan som sett mig så. Som en skugga av den jag trott jag var. Nu börjar jag förstå. Jag behöver dig. Med mig i gamla stan. Nu ikväll, nu ikväll. För din skull. Glasen står tomma, men jag är full av allt du gav. Rädslan jag bar är sedan länge död, länge död. Ljusen har slocknat, men jag är glöd helt. För jag vet, som en spegelbild finns du tätt intill. Det finns ingen annan som sett mig så. Som en skugga av den jag trott jag var. Jag behöver dig. Med mig i gamla stan. Nu ikväll. Nu ikväll. Jag väntar i gamla stan. Behöver dig. Hos mig ikväll. Och skapa en taxi. Skapa ett tåg. Eller spring att du orkar hit. Bara ta dig hit. Med mig i gamla stan. Nu ikväll. Nu ikväll. Jag behöver dig. Möt mig i gamla stan. Nu ikväll. Nu ikväll. Åh, jag väntar i gamla stan. Behöver dig. Hos mig ikväll. Och stoppa en taxi. Kompa ett tåg. Eller springa du orkar hit. Bara ta dig hit. Möt mig i gamla stan. Nu ikväll.
The Eurovision Showcase.
Lord, please, I'm on my knees and I'm praying for my enemies. I know they remember me, but they won't ever let me be. And I'm tired of running from it. If I did it, I'd admit it. Like, yeah, fuck it, I done it, whatever, cuz.
Down. kick it with me a minute. Let me spit you a lyric. I'm from the ghetto, so I know how to live it. There's a lot of other crews, but we're the illest submitted. And anything they gon' do, we ready, been there and done did it. Won't stop till both wrists split it up. My car's kitted up, my fam living it up. I know y'all feeling the flows I bring. Then the ladies come and help me sing. Do your thing,
It's a big buffet.
Big Brothers with Big Bo Thang from the UK National Final Eurovision Making Your Mind Up in 2007. The controversial one where Terry Wogan accidentally said Cindy but should have said Scooch, and the confusion ensued. Actually, I rewatched that national final on YouTube not long ago, and it is cringeworthy to say the very least, that at least that moment. But a lot of good songs, and I personally think, as much as I love Cindy and I think the song would have been awesome, I think the Big Brothers would have been amazing in Helsinki, and I think Cindy would have done too. But I just wanted to play that song particularly. Anyways, right, let's move swiftly on to our final request. And Robert Wallström, Robert, it's time for your request. Now, you and Frederick are travelling back to Sweden and from Rhodes, of course. And I'm going to play one of your requests that you sent for me to play. And this one came second in the Irish National Final in 2003. Now, this song is incredibly cheesy, particularly for English-speaking people. Yes. So I don't know if this would have done well in Riga, like Mickey Joe Hart did with We've Got the World Tonight. But this song is very cheesy with a stinking bishop. Okay, so here is Simon Casey, A Better Plan, the second place in Ireland's Eurovision National Final in 2003. Robert Wallström, here is your request. Tack så mycket to the pair of you, to you and Fredrik.
Born in London late October, humid June in Herzegovina, both the same, both helpless as can be. Now these times I sit and wonder, why was your world torn asunder? Why you cry never phases me. Our beliefs and our decisions replace the thoughts of all those millions who died on earth, not even knowing why. But we can make a difference if we all can begin to look beyond the person's eyes and see who lies within. What is the color of our skin when we all shine from what's within? Whether you're made or poor, I know for sure that we all hold the cure. So let us all join our hearts as one. This is our future just begun. If we accept belief before the grief and start it all again, well maybe we can find a better plan. Money only changes image, glitzy fake material finish. Faith decides the value of your soul. Cause I can be what you can be, yet you can be what you believe in. A heart reflects the value of your life. But we can make a difference if we all can begin to look beyond the person's eyes and see who lies within. What is the color of our skin when we all shine from what's within? Whether you're made of whom, I know for sure that we all hold.
joy, our hearts is one. This is our future just begun. If we exit, believe the void, the grief, and start it all again, well, maybe we can find a better plan. I know that we can find a better plan.
Simon Casey, in the second place in Ireland's Eurovision National Final in 2003, A Better Plan. Okay, and it's now time to hear this nostalgic theme song of the BBC in the 90s. So this week's Live and Kicking, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself, comes from this year's contest. And I think this probably is the best Lithuanian Eurovision entry ever. Here is the lady to introduce it herself.
Hello, this is Ieva Zasmauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, When We're Old. Enjoy! Since then, and now we do it all again. From your very first smile, I knew that I'd walk a mile. See, it's for real when you know you never wanna let go.
To grow old if I have your hand to hold.
There we go, the amazing Ieva Zasmauskaitė from Lithuania 2018. Now let's play you another amazing Lithuanian Eurovision entry to end the show.
Here we are together, you and I watching lights around us, feel the night night. I was living in the dark, try to heal my broken heart. Until now, here we are together, you and I. Can take my heart from you, always yours. If only I could stay here by your side.
Donny Montel with I've Been Waiting For This Night, the Lithuania 2016, coming ninth with 200 points. That is your Eurovision Showcase for another week here on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM. Now, if you've missed any of our previous shows, then head over to our website, escshowcase.podbean.com. And you can listen to all of them back for God knows when. So I hope you take care of yourselves. Have a lovely week. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis lat. Do bizenya. And have a lovely, lovely evening. Toodaloo.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.